All of them claimed that their God is real and that he's alive. But we are the one that have the only God, the only man that died and rose again and proved to the world that he's alive. Muhammad died. He didn't get back up. He's still dead. Buddhists, he's still dead. He's dead. And all the religion claim they got something. And see, they you know, if you're going to kill a dog, now listen to me, you're going to kill a dog, you just don't throw some poison out there on the ground. You're going to put something in it good. You get some meat, and you know a dog love meat. And you just wrap the poison up in the meat. He'll chuckle that meat down. I don't think nothing about it, but after a while, here he come. Right? That's what the religion, they look good, they sound good. They say things you like to hear. They'll tell you, well, there ain't no hell, just everybody going to heaven. Just, you know, if everybody's going to heaven, I'm sure is a stupid, crazy idiot trying to stand up here and preach to you about being saved. Am I telling you to get saved at God, there's a heaven and hell, and you're already going to heaven? I don't care what you do. How crazy is that? And people like to hear that because it don't require anything but them to live for the devil. But I'm going to tell you, living for God is the best life anyone can live. It's the most powerful life. It's the most fulfilling life. It's the most, you can't find more glory and power and honor and majesty and dignity and quality. You can't find it nowhere else. With integrity and every and all of the trimmings, it's in Christ. Amen. But because some people live real shabby and say they're believers, Christian, and people assume that's the way God is. Not so. You go through the word and find out who he is. So I'm going to talk to you just a few minutes here. All right, here we go. Now, brethren, I want to clarify to you, the gospel I proclaim unto you, you received it and have taken your stand on it. You are also saved by it. If you hold to the message I proclaim to you, unless you believe for no purpose. All right. For I pass on to you the most important, what I also receive. What do you receive, Paul? That Christ died for our sins according to the scripture. What else happened? That he was buried and that he was raised on the third day. How? According to the scripture. Hallelujah. Verse 5. And that he what? Appeared to Cephas. Then to who? The 12. Then he appeared to over how many? 500 brethren at one time. Most of them are still alive, but some of them have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to who? James. Then to all the apostles. Verse 8. Last of all, what happened? As to one abnormal born. See, Paul said, called himself, I was born abnormal. You know why he said that? Because he did stupid stuff like an abnormal person would do. As one born abnormal. Okay? He also appeared to me For I am least of the apostles, unworthy to be called an apostle, because I did what? Persecuted the church of God. But by God's grace, look what he said now. But by who? God's grace, I am what I am. And the grace and his grace towards me was not ineffective. However, I work more harder than ye all. But God's grace that was with me. Therefore, whether it was I or they, so we proclaim to you that believe. Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God. Now, Paul said, I'm preaching this gospel that Jesus rose again. I went about persecuting the church. What about this resurrection? All right. It means that God, through Jesus, put away death and brought life to you and me, so we could live the life that God gives. He gave his life through Jesus Christ. For what reason? That we might live in this earth the way Jesus walked, free of all the works of darkness. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Switching over to the King James. Hallelujah. He said in verse 16, for if the dead rise not, let me back up to 14. And if Christ be not risen, then our preaching is vain. Just like I said a while ago. If Christ didn't get up from the dead and everybody's going to be saved, just live. Why did I stand here and do this? Why do people do this? Why would we go to all that trouble? Why would we go all that trouble and build a building and then invite people to come? And they already going to heaven. Why would we go all that trouble? You see how the enemy will trick you and lie to you? Brothers and sisters, I don't care who you are, where you are. Don't ever forget this. There's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. I'm going to say it again. There's a what? A heaven to gain and a hell to shun. Jesus not only brought us out of death, but he brought us into a place with himself that we could live every day. And you know, and I know, you've seen some trouble you don't want to see again. You got some trouble right now. You don't have to tell me, I know. You got some trouble right now and you don't know what to do with. But you know what we're like? I want you to get to know Jesus if you don't know him. If you're born again, I don't want you to get to know how to walk with him so you can put that stuff away.
Amen.
So you can get rid of it. Because people have trouble and they don't know what to do. Why do you think person kill him, take their own life? What are they trying to do? They're trying to get out of it and they don't know how. And that's the wrong way to try to get out of it. Amen.
Amen.
So Jesus, when he rose from the dead, he had put this devil in his place. That you and I could receive him and live victorious forever. Verse 14, he's not here, he's risen. Yes, and and he said, if he be not risen, we are false witness of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up. If so be that he is, that the dead rise not, for if the dead rise not, then is Christ not risen. And if Christ be not risen, your faith is in vain. Ye are yet in your sin. Then they which also are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable.